Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. This altar of divine interventions, wake up to you daily. First thing before you do anything, welcome to Saturday, the 28th day in June, as usual. Please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our ways. And be responding with amen. I receive it. I prophesy to your life and destiny of everyone under the sound of my voice this day. A surprise good news will reach you in a few hours' time. Yes, believe it wherever you are. I am hearing abundance, no more scarcity. Abundance, no more scarcity. And it is written and pasted on you spiritually. Open your hand again. From now on, you will not know scarcity anymore. You will operate in super abundance. You will live and have all your need met with ease in Jesus' name. Now, if you can do this, take a mantle, an anointed mantle, and cover your head. If you don't have your mantle around, cover your head with any of the clothes, maybe towel or any of your handkerchief. Now, let me pray. Receive a divine cover. There are dangers all over the world. Strange diseases are hitting people. Inexplainable death and arrow. Kidnappers, armed robbers, banditry, terrorists, stray bullets, flying all over the world. None will come near you and people connected to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Your children are covered. Your journeys are covered. Now, you have seen many weekends before, but this weekend shall be different. All you have in mind to do shall be successfully done. Now do this. Hold your phone close to your ears and let me pray. You will hear good news soon. From far and near, you will receive good news. Say amen. Someone is listening to me now. You always have troubled nightmares, fearful dreams, and recalling night disturbances. Do this. Read Psalm 21 3 times consecutively. Then claim verse 7 of it. Personalize it. It says, 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Say that verse to yourself 7 times. Put your own name there. Yes. Lay your anointed mantle on yourself. Before you sleep, there shall be no more night attack. Oh yes, you are exempted from evil dream. You will sleep peacefully and wake up in good health. Someone also, your own is fear. You are always afraid. Fear, as you know it, is a spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17, verse 7 confirms that. If, as I'm talking, I'm describing you or a loved one's, now, your own psalm is Psalm 27. Read it 2 times consecutively and pray with it as you wake up daily for 7 days unbroken. Claim verse 5 of it. Engage it in prayers. The spirit of fear will leave you. June 20, celebrant. Your birthday prayers. Your life is blessed. Your body is blessed. The rest of your life shall witness peace, progress, and fulfillment in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Now, listeners, let's see how many issues time will allow us to discuss. Listen attentively. Ask God to give you grace to comply as it concerns you. First issue today. Welcome, sir. Please, Daddy, is it good to divide my tithe into two? That is 50% to my local church and 50% to TPGF. Thank you, sir. More anointing. Wow, I've answered this question several times here, again and again. Now, if you have peace in your heart to do so, dividing your tithe into two, please do so. But my usual counsel has been, put your seed, your tithe seed, where you consider the most fertile soil. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 says, bring your tithe into my storehouse so that there may be meat in my house. God's storehouse is not just one place. God's storehouse could either be your local church or a mission field or a commission like TPGF, where you are blessed the most and where you see God's power manifesting the most, where you see the widow, the orphans, the aged, the hungry, and the less privileged, taking care of the most. That is the fertile soil. Jesus' parable in Luke chapter 8, verses 5 to 8. Please, everybody, read that if you can. It's a message on the type of soil to sow your seed if you want to see harvest from continuous sowing. Let everyone sow to where you consider the most fertile soil. Do what gives you peace. Next, good afternoon, our solution daddy. Please, you are the only one I can turn to for the secret of my life. My daughter had her first child in Nigeria and traveled to UK to join her husband, who has a study visa admission there. Since she got there, she had had 3 early miscarriages. I pray, shed tears unto my God every day to let her pregnancy get to term. How can this one stay till delivery? She started noticing blood again after 2 weeks. I need God to help me. Worried TPGF members. Wow, the way you sign off. Please stop the worry. Exercise faith. Yes, on such matters like this, it should be medication administration, as we have taught it here. Gynecologists, from medical point of view, know the cause of miscarriages, and they will do their best. Doctors and medicines, we know, have their limitations. So we turn to God also in warfare prayers. Engage scriptures like Exodus 23, verses 25 to 26, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, Psalm 119, verse 9, and Isaiah 65, verse 23, in fervent prayers. Both you and your daughter should do so. Miscarriages will stop. She will carry the next pregnancy to term and deliver in peace. Please do so. No challenge is above God. Next, good evening, my daddy and my mentor. My mother died when I was 7 years old. Now I am 60 years. My elder brother is sick, and a pastor told him that what will save him is that all of us, our mother's children, should go home to our mother's village and do remembrance of our late mother, and that is the only condition that will bring his healing. Daddy, what can I do in this matter? Wow, all these so-called pastors. What is going to your mother's village? A mother that died when you were 7 years old, and now you are 60. What connection? Now, when you get to your village, let me tell you what will happen. They will bring tradition and culture. They will take all of you to the shrine, perform all kinds of rituals on you, killing goat and fowl, eating, and demonize all of you. Pray for your brother. Medication, administration will heal him. Going to the village will be demonic exercise and demonic prescription. God help that pastor. Please don't go. Today is the communion service. Get your communion ready. Today also is the climax of our 2 day TPGF conference in Manchester. Yesterday was awesome. Oh, God was glorified. Powerful ministrations. And the people were blessed. The climax will be today from 9 a.m. TPGF members in UK, please arrive early for us to have a wonderful time again today. I want to bless God for those who came with me to Manchester from Lagos, Nigeria. They paid their ticket. They rented their hotel. Wow. Those also joined from London and some other cities. God bless you all. I pray for all TPGM members. If you so desire, God will bless you to a level very soon that we have the time, have your money. This time we are going on a global visit for conference. You'll be able to go with ease. If you desire that, Say amen, I receive it. Yes, it shall be so. I want to thank God for those who made it happen, those who made donations. Your donation helped us a lot. I'm still praying for you, and I'll continue to pray for you. Thank God for all of you. The Lord bless you. Now, today is a good day to sow your tithe seed, your battle, your thanksgiving, your partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 666 we are sowing this month. Do yours if you have not already done so. And then business enlargement seed. Those who believe that, all in business, 7,500. And all the other seed, victory seed also. TPGF is a fertile soil to sow your seed and pay your tithe. Now take your communion. Let me bless your communion. Your communion is blessed. Oh, the emblem of his flesh and his blood. As you eat and drink, whatever is eating you away will die. New strength, new grace, total healing, divine cover shall become your portion. Operate in dominion till the end of life. Pray more on your own, and when you are through with prayer, eat and drink. Your miracle starts now. I bless all TPGF members. I thank those of you who are broadcasting this message to other people. I thank all the titers and the donors that make this work possible. Those praying for me and the team of our pastors, God will pray for you. What God cannot do does not exist. God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.